I mean, the argument is that they need more in-store security. They have a big theft problem internally, or people walking through the store, and better coverage outside the store. Now, you have to keep this in context, Brian, because Walmart is so big. I mean, they have 5,200 stores in the U.S., employ 1.5 million people, which is 1% of the working force. The people who work in this country, 1% work for Walmart. So so the numbers become relative when you look at it that way. I mean, obviously, Los Angeles has more crime than Des Moines, Iowa, because Des Moines is smaller. So it gets into that area.
We just had, even here locally, a woman who was shot and killed in the parking lot of a Walmart just a couple of days ago. You get to a point, though, where, you know, it's kind of like, I keep coming back to the lone wolf thing, where there's just things that are going to happen, and there's only so much you can do when it comes to preventing some of these crimes, isn't there?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I think the key for most people from a safety standpoint is not inside Walmart. It's getting into Walmart. Huge parking lots, if they're in a suburban or rural area, great place for people to drop cars, pick cars up, watch people, rob people. So think about where you park, what's the proximity to the entrance and exit, and try to go to an area, if it's at night, that's well lit. So, you know, other than that, there's not a whole lot else you can do.
Well, and I know Walmart, you know, really prides itself on the low prices, and that's how it makes its money. But if you were to employ, you know, even a half of a large security force to try to prevent some of these things, that's a huge hit on the bottom line.
It is. And I think it becomes the word reasonable falls in here. Could they pick it up a little bit better? Could they have better cameras outside? Could they have somebody monitoring those cameras better? Probably. So I suspect you'll find something. They will do something, but maybe not to the extent that some folks would like them to.
Brad, let me quickly switch topics on you really quickly, if that's okay with you. I want to talk about securing Donald Trump in New York City. I know New York City has come forward and said, hey, Washington, D.C. owes us $35 million to try to protect this president-elect in this crazy city. Is that an unreasonable thing in your eyes?
No. I mean, if you've been around Trump Towers, you would see literally the numbers of NYPD folks that are there to you know, to guard the president-elect. So it's a huge expense. That is his base. His wife and son are going to continue to live there in the short term while his son goes to school in New York. So, no, I don't think it's unreasonable at all. And think about it, that this is really going to be an ongoing thing for at least 4 years.
I mean, of all cities, you know, I mean, the president-elect could be from Iowa. He could be from anywhere, you know, small town. But to be from, like, midtown Manhattan, of all places, I mean, that's just got to be a very, you know, strategically difficult place to try to protect, isn't it?
Just because of all the things you mentioned and the sheer, you have all of these other high rises around Trump Tower. They have to cover those. They have to have snipers. They have to have, you know, my guess is they're probably even using drones for surveillance. But the point being, it's extremely expensive. You know, it's one thing to do that. It's another to do President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas.
Right.
You know, it's just the big difference.
All right, Brad, I appreciate it. Always good chatting with you. ABC News crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News time is now 5:49. Let's keep you up to date on your ride into work on a Thursday morning. Back to the traffic center, and here again is Len Thomas.
Well, still somewhat light out there on the freeways on this Thursday morning. If you take an I-15 through Lehigh up to the point of the mountain and into the Salt Lake Valley, you're looking at nice speeds right now. Traffic remaining just a little bit below the speed limit, driving carefully. A little bit of ice in some areas to watch out for. If you're coming southbound out of Ogden, really no problems. Past Hill Field and Farmington into the Salt Lake City area, I-80 to the airport is a nice ride. And if you're going up to Summit Park on I-80 eastbound, there's no problems. But Mankiner Highway is showing a few spots of slowing near the 201 freeway in either direction. For holiday baking, use Oakdell Omega-3 Brown Eggs. They're nutritious with no antibiotics or hormones ever added. Look for Oakdell Eggs at your local grocer or visit Oakdell.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got a storm that's moving into Salt Lake, at least for this afternoon. But then what? Let's get an eye on that KSL 7-day family forecast. Grant Wayman standing by in the KSL Weather Center. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We're up 34 degrees. Got snow showers coming this afternoon and into the evening accumulation. Then changing over to rain showers in the lower elevation valleys for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies, rain showers at times, 44 the high in Salt Lake City. Rain on Saturday morning, and then rain showers turning over to snow showers Saturday afternoon. High temperature Saturday, 44, but falling into the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a little cooler on Sunday up 38. 44 and mostly cloudy skies on Monday. More snow showers in the works for Tuesday. High temperatures 40 and clouds 40 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now we've got some broken clouds downtown, 21 degrees. I think about how dry Utah's air is, and it makes me